What if you were born in another country and you came to America to find your American dream and you found exactly what it was that you was looking for? Look, guys, today I have a very special guest, my friend, a woman of God, a sweetie at heart, a coach, an author, a speaker. Oh my goodness, she is so many, many, many things. I can't wait for you guys to hear my interview that I did with her today. Hello, Dunamis. Hi, guys. How are you guys doing? Welcome back to the Tasha Lane Show. I am Tasha Lane, guys. Yes. Minister, author, coach, speaker. My goodness. In the business of helping you to find your lane back to power, purpose, and destiny so you can empower, influence, and impact the masses, guys. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. As I mentioned in my introduction, I do have a very special guest that's coming on. Her name is Shirley Bias. Yes, Shirley Bias. Hallelujah. Yes, so welcome her to the Tasha Lane Show. And I wanted to give you guys this heads up. We did this interview while she was on the phone, right? It was an impromptu thing, and I was actually getting her set up to come on the show so she can speak live, and you guys could ask her questions if you liked or anything like that. But It went so good. It went so well. And I was like, you know what, girl? We have to keep this. And I have to upload this on the Tasha Lane Show. And we can save time for you to come back and redo everything else that we had already planned out to do. So, guys, tune in right now. And I pray that you will enjoy this story from my great sister, Shirley Bias. And, again, it's a phone conversation. I pray that the quality was good, is good, so you guys can enjoy. Enjoy this beautiful woman of God's story. God bless. First of all, I want to bring my sister Shirley Bias on. Girl, I've been seeing you all over social media. I see that you just launched your brand new book and you have been all around. You've been traveling.
Yes.
You've been traveling and you've been living your best life. And I'm so proud of you, sis. I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you.
So first of all, first thing is first, what I want to do is, Shirley, why don't you just introduce yourself to the audience here at the Tasha Lane Show? I want you just share with us who you are, where you've been, where are you from, and whatever else is on your heart to share.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Tasha, for having me here. It's always such an honor to be somewhere where I can share a little bit of my story, hope to impact others. And so thank you, everyone. My name is Shirley Bias. I am a retiree from the United States military, served 20 years. I was born in the Dominican Republic and was raised in New York City. And now I live in Tampa, Florida. And so my story has so many layers, but definitely to give you kind of like a snippet, I am an immigrant of the United States, of course. My parents came here when I was very, very young to find a better way of life. Unfortunately, throughout that time, they left me behind. And I was being taken care of by a couple of, you know, my family members, which in certain cases weren't ideal because I just had a very hard time and I was physically abused. In some cases, my upbringing hasn't been easy because even when I came to the United States, of course, I didn't know the language. Of course, I didn't know the culture. It was just an impact in my life. And I remember when I came here, my parents divorced, and I had to live with my mom for the better part, not knowing that although my mom was the biggest person in my life and still is, unfortunately, she battled with addiction, right? And I didn't know that. It's not drug addiction, but it's gambling addiction, which for me is the same thing.
Right.
And so again, I saw myself having to grow up by myself and having to take care of my siblings at the same time. And I think throughout that time, I developed more of the imagination and the creativity that I have inside, because I always imagined myself being in better places just because of the type of environment that I was living in. Mm-hmm. But I also developed grit and determination. And at the time, of course, I didn't know what that was, but I knew that I had to fight to get what I needed in life. I always been a very creative person. I can relate with you when you say that you dance. I was a ballet dancer, modern jazz dancer. I also went to the High School of Fashion Industries in New York. I modeled for a bit. And so it was awesome, right? But what I lacked was the support of, you know, a parent figure there, solid at all times. And so I never really pursued those things. There was a time where when I finished high school, I knew that I wanted, you know, to keep on my education. But at the same time, I was in a very dark place because growing up, being on your own, it's easy to fall into bad crowds and stuff like that. But I know that within, there was always something in my head telling me there's something more. You're made for much more. I think it was just a conflict. And so I knew that I wanted to go ahead and go to college. And I remember taking the train and going from Manhattan to Queens to apply for a grant and them telling me that I didn't qualify because even though I didn't live with my dad made enough money. And even though my mom wasn't working, he still made enough money. And so that was a bummer, but I remember walking back to the train and seeing this big kiosk with a big sign saying, "We'll pay for your college." Mm. And I think that was the sign that I needed to kind of have a one-way ticket to the military. That was the military. And I tell you that after I left to the military, my whole life changed because even though it was a hard time when I went in, it just happened to be 9/11. Mm. So everything was kind of just coming towards me. And even though I saw that and I actually firsthand witnessed what happened with the Twin Towers, again, something in me told me you're made for more and now you're here to serve your country. That's kind of what came into my mind. And I said, you know what? One way ticket. I left, and I tell you that once I went into the military, I found the structure, the baseline, the discipline, the can-do attitude, the camaraderie, and the leadership skills that I needed to mold myself, and the support system that I needed to grow and really find who I was. That did not come with struggles because, as you know, my upbringing, I had a chip in my mind that I had to get rid of because growing up, I felt neglected. I didn't feel heard. I was an introvert. I was shy. I was afraid. And so being in the military, being in an environment where I had to challenge myself, I had to go through obstacles, I had to be in front of people and breathe and talk to people and lead, all the things that scared me to death.
Yes.
I did. And I am so thankful for that because I always think that through challenges and adversities is when you have the biggest breakthrough, you know, and that's not for everybody because I know that there's people that came from good backgrounds, you know, but that just happened to be mine. And I noticed that whenever I get into a challenging situation, my mind just rewires to say, you're going to do it. You want to prove me wrong? I'll prove you otherwise. And so it molded me. I had great mentors and it molded me to the leader I am today. And so what I want to render now that I am retired is that same inspiration, igniting greatness in other people, especially women and young women that might be going through an uncertain future or loss of identity. As you know, the social media now has such an impact on young adults that they're trying to find their purpose or who they are. And so for me, it's very important to teach, coach, and mentor not only professional women, but young women that are coming up in the ranks, that are coming up in the ladder, whether it's entrepreneurship or corporate, to know that they can definitely be the best versions of themselves if they do the internal work and work on eliminating those internal blockages that they have. And so I created my coaching program called Lead for Shift, and it's based on mindset and leadership.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. It's wonderful. You basically answered all my questions in one.
But I'm telling you, I'm like an onion. There's so many layers that we can go on and on, girl.
Yes. You know, I know. I do know. I know. And that is so, it's so wonderful how you can come here in the U.S. as an immigrant and you can find your lane of success, find your lane of healing, find your own identity, right? In a place that was so unknown to you that, what did that look like, Shirley? What did that look like when you first got here?
Actually, there's a lot of, you know, I don't even think about the negative stuff, but it's more of the funny things that happened to me just by not knowing, just by being ignorant of the culture and not knowing the language. I remember me seeing snow for the first time, and I had no clue where the snow was coming from. I think I was like 7 or 8, and I remember getting into. I lived in a high rise in New York City, and I remember getting into the window and just starting to throw out ice because I thought it was just ice coming from other windows. I don't know.
It's That's wonderful. Like that. That is so funny.
But it's just getting used to like a new culture. Definitely it was hard for me because I didn't know any English. And so in school, I also got in trouble because I answered the wrong thing. But also being young, you also get to learn the language quicker. So by third grade, I think I was in a bilingual class already with the teacher speaking more English than Spanish.
Yes. Wow. Talking about transformation.
Yes, girl.
Oh my goodness,
it
girl.
Easy.
Yes, talk about transformation. But that took a mindset, Shirley. You know, that took a strong mindset and a even stronger will to say, you know what, I'm in a whole new country, a whole new world, and God, oh my God, I'm here now. I'm going to make best of it. And I'm not going to pay attention to the negative part. That's what I really like what you said. You said coming over here in America, you didn't really focus on the negativity part of it, but just on the blessings and the opportunities that you can have, right? I think that, oh my goodness, that is so powerful that what you just said. And what advice would you give to another immigrant, young woman that may find herself over here the same way you were? How many years ago was this?
Wow, I came here when I was 7 years old.
7 years
old. Like over 30? Yeah, over almost 40, yeah.
Wow.
35 years, yeah.
Wow, that's powerful. Even more powerful because you was just a little girl. You were just a little girl.
And now, absolutely not knowing anything.
That's powerful. So what advice would you give to, again, that little girl that's now a little girl to let her know that everything is be okay in spite of your challenges, in spite of what you've been through, in spite of what you're growing through right now? Over here at the Tasha Lane Show, I like to use growing through versus going through, because I believe that everything that we experience, we grow through it. We learn something out of it. I know I made up my mind years ago. I said, God, whatever I'm going through, I'm growing through it, because I never want to revisit this ever again, right?
Yeah.
I never wanted, Yes, I never wanted to visit it ever again. So what type of advice would you give a young woman like yourself that's over here now, that's looking for opportunities in a better life?
Yeah, no, definitely I would say this is the land of opportunity. There's so many resources here for whoever wants to come and make the best of it. But know that for everything in life, you have to work harder, right? You have to be resourceful. You have to find mentors and the people that are going to help you along. Come here with an open mindset, you know, with a dream. A lot of us come here with a dream because we're coming from a place where there's lack and coming to a place of abundance, right? And so it's also a mind shift that you have to do. Come here, find your tribe, find your community, and lean on them for support. There's always going to be somebody that's going to help the minority community with resources and assistance that they need. Of course, learn the language, assimilate, and because this is a melting pot. There's everybody from everywhere all over the world that are here. But just know that here, it's so easy that if you put your mind to it, and you work hard for it, you're going to make it. You're definitely going to make it, for sure.
Good.
And that's what I would tell. And don't give up.
Good. I think that's great. Fantastic. Fantastic. So, let me ask you another question, because I know I just did an episode talking about daily routines. Were there anything different, Shirley, that you had to do that got you mentally prepared for what you were trying to do? Was it anything different that you had to include in your daily routine every day in order for you to stay positive, be confident, and just keep your faith and knowing that, you know, this too shall pass? Though you've been through some things, you've grown through some things, it doesn't define of who you are and who you are becoming. So what were some things that you started to implement in your daily routines that helped you?
Yes, I think that when I started to be aware of my feelings, of being aware that when I let the negativity take over my mind, my environment reflects that. And so I started being conscious of, in that, with that, when I was growing up in the military as a leader. Okay. Because now you're leading soldiers, you're leading other people, you're impacting their future.
Mm.
And how you lead and how you feel within yourself, the people that are around you are going to reflect that. They're a mirror of you. Mm-hmm. And when I started being intentional about, why am I always feeling depressed? Why am I always thinking negatively? Why am I always afraid? If they're giving me the opportunity to lead or do this, it's for a reason.
Yes.
Why can't I see that? And so I started being intentional about meditating. Mm-hmm. Meditating, being alone in my own self to try to find the answers within instead of finding it outside of me. I started journaling. That was very important to me. I started just writing, and I felt that I was taking the baggage out of me. And what I would do is I would write, I would leave it alone, and I would come back to it maybe a couple months down the line and revisiting that and saying and seeing how my environment and how I've changed. That helped me a lot. I also did a lot of yoga. But one of the most important things is that I started growing my faith. Mm. I grew up Catholic, of course, Roman Catholic in the Hispanic culture. That's a big thing. But I came to a point where I didn't relate on that. So I had to find my own path,
yes,
to faith. Mm-hmm. And when I started growing my faith is when my mind just started making kind of like a 360. That coupled with meditation, journaling, then I started doing something that was so much fun to me because it nurtured the creative and imaginative outside of myself, and I started doing vision boards.
Good.
For the things that I wanted to acquire in the military, whether it was going through a training event or getting the next rank, the things that I needed to do, I would put it on my vision board, and I would see them happening. It just blew me off. And so those are the things that I think that us as humans, we need to cultivate. Also, the love that I had for my soldiers, because they were looking up to me for leadership. So providing value to other people also changed. And so when I saw that, I just started fostering that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is my thing. This is my jam.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what military again were you in?
I was in the United States Army.
Oh, okay. For how many years?
For 20 years.
20 and, years. Wow.
I think that's, well, after 8 years, I decided to go into a more elite community within the Army that they only choose you if you got to go through a selection, mm-hmm. An assessment process, and it's heavily physically, mentally, it'll push you, right? So not everybody gets selected to that. And when I was selected, I knew that I had hit the next level, because not a lot of females are in that community. That's wow. where like the special forces and the Navy SEALs are at and stuff. And so when I made it there, I'm like, okay, this is going somewhere. So
absolutely. So were there any challenges as you being an immigrant over here and serving in the military? What were some of the challenges that you faced?
So not necessarily as an immigrant, because in the military, that's where I met people from all over the world. It's a melting pot. It's awesome, right?
Yes. It was more of
being a female.
Okay.
In a heavily male-dominated environment,
yeah.
right? And you know the stereotype and kind of like the biases that are around female leaders being around men, where they feel that you might be weaker or you're not stepping up to the challenge. And so I saw myself having to work double to show, you know, that I can do it. And it's funny because a couple males, you know, one of my male superiors at one time, he was like, "Shirley, why do you feel like you have to prove yourself?" And I'm looking at him like, "Really? Dude, like a lot of the guys that I'm working with, I know are doing the same or maybe a little less, and they're getting ahead. I have to push myself. Like, you don't understand."
Mm-hmm.
The unique challenges that we women have to go through when you're in a male environment, right? Where you have to tap into your male aura, right? You
yeah.
have to tap into the male side of things. But one of the things that I didn't want to lose is my femininity.
Yes.
You know, I'm still a woman.
Yes.
I'm just a leader.
Yes.
So I think with a lot of practice and also, because I don't see leadership as women and men. No, leadership is leadership.
Yes.
And when you enact that, when you exercise good leadership and you care about your people, you're going to see that they're not going to see female or male.
Okay.
So it took me some time because I was around a lot of alpha males.
Mm.
And so, you know, I had to be on top of my game.
Yeah.
I just felt like I needed to be on top of my game. But when I had my credibility, when I won my credibility and I cared about my soldiers, I was good. Everything just kind of fell into place and it was all good after that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh my goodness. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And what I liked about what you just said was you said that I saw myself pushing harder. I had to visualize, right? You mm-hmm. gave your future a picture.
Mm.
Come on. You gave your future a picture and you visualized that picture, which became, I believe, your why.
Yes.
Come on, girl.
It did.
Yes, it became your why, and it became that drive that you needed to keep going forward in spite of the environment and all of the other alpha males that you had to fight along the way.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine. I can only imagine that it was something, you know, just being in a man's world, so to speak, right? And you are a female. You're trying to be respected and honored as a leader and not be looked at as a woman as being weak, that she cannot hold up her own, right, as a woman in leadership. So I give you a hand clap of praise. Oh, that was this.
Thank you.
So your daily routines and what I heard, you said meditation, you said yoga, you said journaling, you said writing, visualization. And last I wanted to, I guess I want to hit on is basically you're in the military, you're a leader. Now, your diet, you know, I was also sharing with the ladies here on the Tasha Lane Show on how God can promise us things, right? He can promise us everything. We can run around and be excited at the church house. You can run around the church house and be excited about people prophesying over you and telling you, God has said your healing is coming. God has said this. But what I was sharing with my audiences was that if you don't do something in the natural, then what you believing for God to do, in which he's already done, is that you, it requires some focus, it requires discipline. And I'm sure you know all about that as being a woman in the military as a leader. So your diet plays a major role with you being physically kept in order to keep going forth and doing what you need to do. So share a little bit about that. What were your diets? Were you eating right? I know that you had to, because you do a lot of running and exercises and stuff like that, girl. So
yeah.
What explains with us some of that discipline and the focus that you had to be even with that, with our bodies?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, in the military, you have to be physically, mentally, emotionally ready to just get at it, right? At a moment's notice when they call you. And so definitely having to wake up and go report for duty at 5 a.m. to do exercise was a must. That was a requirement. No question that. But definitely had a great diet while I was in. I ate healthy. I ate clean. I had my protein. I steered away from fried food after a while. My body was just rejecting it. And so I don't do any of that.
Good.
You know, I ate greens, a lot of greens, a lot of vegetables, hydrated a lot, because obviously the activities that I was doing, my body was wanting the hydration. And so I took care of myself that way. Now, as I was transitioning from the military, after a 20-year career going into a new environment now and assimilating into the civilian life, you know, it kind of takes a mental toll on you, because it's another uncertain chapter in your life, right? And so that also affects your emotional state, your physical state. And I saw myself falling off the wagon there for a bit. But because I'm already so used to working out and eating healthy, my body was like, like, you need to get back at it, girl. And so, you know, I've always tried to maintain, but I'm not perfect, definitely. You do fall off the wagon, but the most important thing is for you to be intentional and get back at it again, because health is wealth for me. If you're building anything in your life, health as well.
Yes.
And you have to be healthy. You have to take care of your temple, because this is your house. This is your house. This is where you're going to live for the rest of your life. You can't get away from it, right?
Right.
You can't move out. And so you have to really take care of it. And so when I intentionally eat clean food and you know, and I eat my protein and my greens, my body just I feel it thanking me so much. And so I want to honor that, you know, but it's a process and it's a journey. You fall off, you get back on it again. As long as you're being active in yes. some sort of way and not just stable or just stagnant, mm-hmm. what's important is for you to stay active.
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for that advice. Girl, I'm taking notes my own self. That's wonderful, Shirley. That's wonderful because, yes, health is wealth. And many don't realize that, you know, we cannot go and be the best woman that we wish to become. We cannot be the coach. We cannot be the leader. We cannot be the speaker, the author, nothing, the entrepreneur, the mother, wife, okay, anything without taking care of ourselves. And that is key, guys. That's key. Well, Shirley, we're going to save everything else till later. And I just want to thank you for being right here with us on the Tasha Lane Show. Guys, you do not want to miss the live interview that I'm going to have with my sister Shirley here. She's going to come back with us on my YouTube channel on the Tasha Lane TV in upcoming dates and days. And I will be posting it and letting you guys know when she'll be on so we can hear more stories about her living in the Dominican Republic. My God, girl. Oh, my goodness. What that life was like and versus the life in which she's living here over here in the United States. And also on how she has come from so many miles away and have taken advantage of the opportunity that our country and our nation has to offer, and just to let the rest of us women that have was born and raised here in the U.S. to let us know that, girls, we got to get up off our two C's and we got to be about our farthest business. We have no excuses. Come on. We have no excuses for why that we cannot get out here and live the lives that we know that we were born to live. Come on, come on, come on. And God is, he's as I mentioned in one show, Shirley, I told the audience, I said, look, God has already done everything that he said he's going to do. But it's up to us now to take the action, right? It's up to us to put forth our foot and our faith. And we say, you know what? We're bringing these two together. We are marrying these things together and uniting these two together so that we could start living that powerful life. And so we could unwrap the things again of greatness that God has in store for us. But Shirley, I thank you, my sister. thank you once again for having, for coming on at this short notice and for being with us here on the Tasha Lane Show. I pray, can y'all hear my baby in the background? Please forgive me if you hear him. But I'm about to go take care of this, my grandbaby. I'm a new G mama, y'all. New G mama. So, Shirley, thank you. We cannot wait to have you back on here. And, girl, guess what, ladies? If you are in the fire, woo, my God, my God. Girl, if you are in the fire, this is what we say all the time, Shirley, here at the Tasha Lane Show before I end the show. I always say, girl, if you are in the fire, know that God is with you and he's going to give you what? Beauty for your ashes. Girl, oh, thank you, Shirley, so much for being here. You just don't know how many lives of women that you're going to touch, that you're going to inspire, that you're going to empower, and you're going to impact. And I just cannot wait to see what else God is going to do through you and for you in the next level of greatness in which he has already opened the doors for you to walk into. And I just want to say thank you for just taking the time out here at the Tasha Lane Show to come and share your life, your ups, your downs, but more than anything, sharing all of the blessings that God is unraveling your life. So for that, we give you a hand clap of praise. Thank you. So girl, and once again, look, Thank you for joining us right here on the Tasha Lane Show. I am your girl, Tasha Lane. You do not want to miss our next episode, guys. And it continues on how you can continue to find your lane to greatness and starting to do the things that God has called you to do. But again, as usual, go in power, go in strength, and go in purpose. And let God be God first in your life. I'll see you right back here on the Tasha Lane Show. God bless you. See you next time.